And finally, we are on the fifth minute, or fifth segment, starting at 200. To make your decision, you should consider, of course, all of the evidence presented during the trial. Do not only consider the testimony of witnesses. You should consider the exhibits that have been filed and any admissions that have been made by the defense. When evaluating the evidence, please use the same common sense that you use every day in deciding whether people know what they are talking about and whether they are telling the truth. You see, there is no magic formula for deciding how much or how little to believe of a witness's testimony or how much to rely on it in deciding this case. When reviewing the evidence of the witnesses, you should consider the way each witness gave their evidence, not just what is said, but how it is said. You should also consider whether the witness has any special interest or bias, and his or her ability to remember the evidence. You should consider whether there are any inconsistencies in the evidence of a witness. You see, there may be innocent inconsistencies, particularly when someone is trying to remember the details of something that happened a long time ago, or when people have been under the influence of alcohol.